Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just got a call saying that he's got a request for a $299 purchase. I don't know anything about it.
Upon checking, I can see that, sir, there is a purchase of a gift card for $299. Did you authorize it?
No, I did not.
Okay. Do you share your personal financial information to any of your friends or family member who can use it and place this kind of order?
No, I live on my own. I've been divorced for 25 years.
Then let me tell you, I have just located the IP address, sir, and the IP location is showing me California, US. I do believe you live in Australia, sir.
Yeah, exactly. I live in Geelong.
Okay. So definitely, sir, it's a fraudulent charge. Some people from overseas, they are misusing your information and they are doing that. So I do believe you want to cancel this charge and block those persons from your internet connection.
Yes, please.
Okay. For that, from my server, I can see that there is an online procedure. So could you please let me know, are you using an iPhone or are you using an Android phone?
No, I don't have a computer or anything. I've just got this little mobile phone. It's only worth $50. That's all I've got.
Yes, yes. What kind of phone is that? Is that an iPhone or is that an Android phone?
No, it's not an Android one. It must be an iPhone. It's one you make calls and receive calls.
Which company phone is that?
Telstra.
Telstra. And it's a smartphone? Is it a smartphone?
No. No, it's not a smartphone, no.
Okay, so... Do you don't use any smart device at your home right now?
No, I don't have anything else. I've only got this one little phone, that's all I've got.
Okay. And could you please let me know right now, the fraudulent charge has been made, so right now you don't have any device. So we are going to help you out by offline method. So for the verification, you need to verify me some information that you are the correct person. So...
Yep.
You need to confirm me your full name, sir.
Peter John Outridge.
Sorry?
Peter John Outridge, OUTRIDGE.
Okay. Okay. Now. You need to confirm me the name of your bank which you deal with, sir.
The ANZ Bank.
ANZ Bank. And how do you check the statement of your ANZ Bank? Like you do paper statement?
Yes, I send out every month.
They send every month. And how many accounts do you have in your ANZ? Like one account or more than one account?
No, I have a savings account and a credit card. That's all I've got.
You have a savings account and a credit card. Okay. And do you have any pension account on the ANZ?
Yes, my pension goes into the ANZ bank, my disability pension.
So your pension goes into your savings account, that's correct?
That's correct, yeah, in the savings account.
Okay. Now, from your ANZ, I do believe you have a credit card and you have a debit card, that's correct?
I do, yes. But they're on the same card, but I do have two separate accounts, yes.
Yes. So you need to be, first of all, be handy with both the cards right now.
You want me to get them?
Yes, get them.
All right, just hang on a sec.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it in my hand.
Okay. Now, Right now, you need to confirm me first of all. Is that a savings account, is a pension account, or it's a normal savings account?
It's a normal savings account, but my pension goes into it.
Okay. And your debit card is attached with that account?
The credit card, you mean, or?
The debit card, not the credit card.
Yes, that's for that account. I've only got one account.
Okay. So, which card did you use for done last transaction in any store? Like, did you use your credit card or did you use your debit card?
No, debit card.
Debit card. What was the last transaction did you use?
Trying to think.
How much it would be?
At NQR was, which is a grocery store, and it was about $8. Yeah, $8. That's right.
Okay. Now you need to confirm. You need to just approximately confirm me what is the closing balance in your ANZ pension at the savings account?
About 40 cents.
40 cents.
Yes, that's all I got.
Okay. Now, and your credit card, what is your daily limit of your credit card?
$1,000.
$1,000. Okay. Now, did you be handy with your debit card and the credit card, both the cards?
Yeah, well, I'm on the same card. I've only got the one card, but it does both.
You have one card or you have two cards?
No, one card.
And that is a debit card or it's a credit card?
It's a debit card and the credit card as well. They're on the one card.
Okay. Now, on that card, there will be a 16-digit number. Help me with that number first.
Yep. You ready?
Yeah.
4564.
Uh-huh.
6271.
Uh-huh.
2436.
Uh-huh.
8226.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check. Check that card right now. Okay. Now there will be expiration of that card. Help me with that expiration.
Yeah, 07-24.
07-24. Now on the back of the card there is a 3-digit number. Help me with that number.
The security card is 263. Yes.
263. Now, do you receive text message on this cell phone, text message, the SMS?
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Do you receive text messages on this cell phone?
Yes, I do, yes.
You do receive your text message. Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check that for you. What we can
I don't do. Send any. It doesn't work, but I receive them.
Okay, not a problem. Right now, from this cancellation department, you will receive a bogus message or anything like that, okay? So, for that, you need to just be on hold with me. And while having on the call, while in the call, you will receive a text message. So, could you please help me with your billing address, sir?
Sorry, not my address.
Your billing address. Your home address.
Yeah, Unit 3. Number one. Powerful Court.
Number one, then?
Powerful Court, C-A-F-T-L-E, Court.
Court.
In Bell Park.
B-E-L-E.
3215.
Bell Park.
The postcode 3215.
Okay. Now just hold from when you need to be online with me. Let me check with the security team what we can do here. Okay, just hold for a moment. Do not hang up the call, okay?
No worries.
Yeah. And do you know how to see the text message on the cell phone?
Sorry?
You know how to check the SMS on the cell phone, that's correct?
Yeah, I know how to check messages, but I can't send any, it doesn't work.
Okay, not a problem. Let me check that for you, just hold for a moment. Just simply be online with me, okay?
Yep, no worries.
Just be online. We have started the security, okay?
Yeah.
It's Unit 3, Number 1, Castle Court, Bell Park, 3215.
Correct.
It's Bell Park, that's correct. B-E-L-L-P-A-R-K.
That's it.
Just hold for a moment.
No worries.
And what's your postcode, sir? It's 3215, that's correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you never got any smart device, sir, like any iPhone or any computer, laptop, never you have got anything?
No, nothing. This is it. Okay. Just this one phone, that's all I've got.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check with you.
No worries.
Okay. Now, you have received a one-time code onto your cell phone right now. I'm hanging up the call and will be calling you back within a 10 seconds, okay? Note down that code. There will be a six-digit code onto your cell phone right now you have received.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up the call. Note down that code. I'm calling you back within 10 seconds, okay?
All right. No worries.